This master, who was on the MV Arctic with me, became rather enamoured of a lady in Leningrad. And anyway, we spent 6 months on this particular charter hauling grain. And they got along very well together. And he asked her to get engaged. And she said yes. So then time went on a bit, and he decided he would ask her to marry him. Now, she's the perfect Russian blonde you would see in a movie, spoke English with very little accent and very well presented, very well spoken, lovely lady altogether. And anyway, he went out and he bought 2 wedding bands, that's them. And he, on the next voyage up to Leningrad, he went out and they met and had dinner. And at dinner, he asked her, "Would you marry me?" And apparently she said yes, but they will never let me out of the country. I'm a member of the KBG.
KGB?
This is the secret police in Russia. What KBG means, I don't know, but it's the initials of a Russian phrase. So anyway, he very disappointed and upset and all the rest of it, and he went on a drinking jag. So there was nobody coming from at the office to visit the ship in Hamburg, because it was freezing cold, as the winter and all that. There's no such thing as having a jolly time. So nobody came. So the chief officer said, "We're going to have to take over and run the ship and let the old man do his thing." So anyway, the chief officer said to me, he said, "I will play captain. You get radio traffic for the old man. I'll take care of it. You will send the answers back." I said, "Yeah." I said, "He's a good master. He's one of the best masters he ever had." So we decided we'd cover for him. And we did. We got through 2 voyages with him drunk as a monkey. And anyway, he came out of it in the end. And he called us all up to his day room. Like, the captain has a bedroom, a day room, a bathroom, and an office and all this. So he called the deck officers up to his day room one evening. He said, "Sit down. Few bottles there, have a drink." And he said, "I'm sorry for the mess I dropped you in." He said, "I see you all managed." "Well, Captain," the chief officer spoke up on behalf of all of us, and he said, "We look on you as a good master." And he said, "We looked on you as a very good master. You've been very fair to all of us, so we thought we'd carry the load for a while and see what happened." And he said, "All I can do is say thank you very, very much for what you did. And I'm all straight now." And then he wanted to get rid of the wedding bands. He was going to throw them in the ocean. I talked to him. I said, "Listen, Cap," I said, "you can't throw those in the ocean." I was with him when he bought them. They're 18 karat gold. And they're, a desperate thing to do with them, throw them in. He got them in bonds, so he got them for half nothing. But if you went to buy them in a jewellery store uptown, my God, it cost you a fortune. So I said, "I know what you paid for them. I'll give you that. I mean, you give me the rings." "No," I said, "bloody awful what happened." So in the end, there was an argument went on for about a week back and forth. He was in the officer's bar, and he had the porthole open and the 2 rings on the little shelf inside. And he said, "Give me a check for $300 or I'll throw them out the window." I said, "You can't do that, Jeff." He said, "I am the master of this vessel." He said, "I am the master of this vessel. Do you want them or not?" "Wait a moment, Captain, I'll be back down." Gave him the check, he gave him. I had him melted down. So there's a bit of history to the rings I have.